This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Away from all the talk about the government of national unity and so forth here, this should take attention to another story, which is, of course, a matter of that will also occupy headlines, and that is the issue around the ZEP, the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit. So following the court judgment that those permits will remain effective or in effect until the 29th of November 2025, the National Employers Association of South Africa has urged all permit holders to obtain alternative visas as soon as practically possible. Last week, the Constitutional Court dismissed the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi's appeal against last year's High Court judgment, which found that his decision to scrap the ZEPs was procedurally unfair and infringed on the constitutional rights of the ZEP holders. The minister now has to comply with the High Court order. Well, the NEASA, that's the National Employment Association of South Africa, says this was a positive development for affected employers and employees. Let's talk to the Senior Policy Advisor at the National Employers Association of South Africa, Rona Becker, joining us on the line. Good morning to you and thank you for your time.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so obviously, with the ZEP having been over the period that it's been in place, the holders of those permits have not had to apply for any other type of visa, like a work visa and so forth. Now, when the minister made an announcement that ZEPs would be phased out, a process also began in terms of which people were expected. The holders of ZEPs were expected to apply for, you know, regular permits like work permits, study permits, and so forth. But that seemed to be have been a process that was, you know, quite a challenge to administer in terms of what it actually required and how these applications were to be made. Maybe let's start there by touching on where things stood in terms of those applications that people had to file for regular permits. I say regular in inverted commas, meaning work permits and so on.
Yes, absolutely. On the ZEP permits that they currently hold, they were allowed to work and remain in South Africa. But when it phases out, they do need to be on either a working permit, a critical skills visa, a business visa, or a spousal visa with the option to be able to work. So let's just create some clarity, because I think there might be confusion on some of the reports that were published subsequent to this Constitutional Court dismissal of the minister's appeal. So just to give all affected stakeholders clear directions. A current ZEP holder, the validity of that current ZEP is just until 29 November 2024 this year. That's according to the directive issued and
2024.
Yes. However, current holders of those original ZEPs are indeed entitled to either now apply for the working permit, the critical skills visa, you know, any of the alternative visas, which will allow them to remain in South Africa and then validly work in South Africa, or they are entitled to apply for a new ZEP, a new exemption permit.
Okay.
And these new exemption permits, they are valid until the 29th of November 2025.
Okay.
So if you're an original ZEP holder and you've already applied for one of the mainstream visas and a waiver, then you don't have to apply for the new exemption permit. You can work until you receive the outcome of your application for that working visa. Yes.
Okay. So what is the waiver? Just to touch on what the waiver actually is then.
Okay, the thing is, when you apply for a working visa in South Africa and you're not necessarily a critical skills visa applicant, you have to apply to the Department of Labor to waive that application that you have to do, to say that even though you're not on the critical skills visa, you can still get a working permit as a foreign national in South Africa. Because remember, yes, the government's main aim is still to improve the the unemployment in South Africa. So the motivation behind that is to not necessarily award jobs that are not critical skills or are not listed on the critical skills visa list to foreign nationals. But you can still, we've confirmed with an immigration specialist that a lot of these waiver applications have been granted to the ZEP holders to then still obtain a working permit. But it is quite a process, and it might take quite a number of months.
In fact, for those applications.
Yes, it's a lengthy process, and there's a backlog.
Indeed, and also I think what a lot of in the build-up to this court ruling, when it did look like the ZEP was actually going to be scrapped, you know, there were a lot of people who were holders of ZEPs that they said, but we've gone through the process, we've submitted the applications. I mean, some of the conditions they were quite onerous, like having to place an advert. You know, the employer must place an advert in a newspaper and so on. You know, and a lot of things that had to be uploaded online and all of it. It was quite onerous for a lot of people who simply don't have those resources. And those that did eventually manage to make these submissions said, we're not getting any feedback.
Yes, unfortunately, that backlog is massive, and there's not really an alternative solution. As you know, they have to go through the process, and the state officials that have to process those applications, they have to do it. They have to consider the waiver applications. They have to consider the work visa applications. There's no quick solution to this. However, if they have made the application, at least for that time being until they get their results, and they have that slip that proves, you know, almost like a receipt of application or confirmation of application, then none of their rights may be violated. They cannot be arrested. They may not be deported. They can carry on working as they currently are.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Rona Becker, Senior Policy Advisor at the National Employers Association of South Africa. I appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, it's only a pleasure. And we advise any affected stakeholders, both employers and employees, that are affected by the ZEP dispensation and what's going to happen, to please consult with an immigration specialist to see what is the best route possible for them.
And do it soonest.
Sorry?
And said, and do it as soon as possible.
As soon as possible before the current ZEP runs out in November 2024.
Got you. Thank you so much, Rona Becker, on the line to us. She's with the National Employers Association of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.